Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Welcome to the Crittenden Press Weekend Update for Thursday, October the 9th. Brought to you by Tom Potter, your local State Farm agent, and H&H Home and Hardware in Marion, Kentucky. I'm Chris Evans, and let's get you caught up now on what's happening around town, particularly what's coming up over the weekend. First of all, I want to give a big shout-out to the Lady Rocket soccer team, which this week qualified to play in the regional tournament, which will be Saturday down at Hopkinsville on the campus of University Heights. Now, pairings have not been set at this point for the regional tournament, but what we do know is that Crittenden County will be playing as a runner-up. That means they will face a district champion in the opening round of the regional tournament. Lady Rockets this week beat Lyon County 3-2 in the district tournament opener, and that was held at Marion Crittenden County Park. That was Monday, and then on Tuesday, the Lady Rockets played in the championship against Trigg County and lost that match 8-0. However, they are still qualified to play now in the regional tournament based on their runner-up role. In that first game against Lyon County, Crittenden County got goals from Adrie Berry, Ella Gary, and Kylie Bloodworth. No goals in the championship game as they were shut out by Trigg County. But again, congratulations to the Lady Rocket soccer team, which is moving on in postseason. Mighty proud of them. In community and local news, I don't know if you've been thinking about these leaves starting to fall off the trees, but it's going to begin in earnest now that days are shorter and fall is gathering upon us. But if you live inside the city, you have this wonderful opportunity for leaf pickup, and that's quite a service that the city honors or provides. To be honest with you, and you can get the full schedule in this week's Crittenden Press. The city of Marion has published its fall curbside collection plan, so you can get those rakes lathered up and ready to go, and then keep your eyes out for the trucks in your neighborhood soon. And that schedule, again, printed in this week's Crittenden Press. Some road work updates, a quick travel note at least. Youth Camp Road down near Sheridan will stay closed through tomorrow, Friday, October 10th, as county crews finish up repairing the base of that road ahead of some paving that will be done a little later. You'll still be able to reach Irma White Road and Tom Hill Road, but expect some changes to normal routes. And there's good news. As I mentioned earlier in the week, Kentucky 295, that bridge over Livingston Creek at the Crittenden County and Lyon County line, that will be finished up hopefully by tomorrow is what the transportation folks are telling us. So keep your eye out late this week for opening of that road. It's been closed for almost 2 years. And we're going to take a short break to hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back in a moment with more news, sports, and outdoors.
H&H Home and Hardware. The name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
Well, it's going to be a busy early October weekend across Marion and Crittenden County. Of course, it's harvest time. We featured some local farmers in this week's Crittenden Press as we begin to prepare ourselves for National Farmers Day, and that will be on Sunday. So you can check out the local farming heritage spread in the Crittenden Press, honoring those men and women who helped feed America. And on Saturday, several services around the community are going on, including memorials at Gilbert Funeral Home and the celebration of life at Foes Hall for the Greenwell family, as Ann Greenwell passed away this week following the death of Bill Greenwell during the COVID period, and they didn't have services back then. Of course, Bill Greenwell, a longtime local attorney, served as a Commonwealth attorney for Crittenden County, the city attorney. Very remarkable career for Bill Greenwell, and they will again be having that memorial service at Foes Hall for Bill and Ann Greenwell. And if you're making some long-term plans, Trick or Treat on Main Street is set for Friday, October 31st. That is on Halloween. That'll be Friday afternoon. It starts about 3:30 in town, and will be over about just before dark, about 5 o'clock. And don't forget, Tulu Haunted House will not be open this year. Some other upcoming events you'll want to know about is Harris Auctions team will be selling 3 Marion properties, one at on Sturgis Road, and then a couple over on Halt Lane. That will be on Thursday, October 16th. And, you know, all that information is in the Crittenden Press, but kind of the feature sale in that event will be a 3-story commercial block building on Sturgis Road there next to the 88 dip. And as a reminder, the Rocket football team is off this week, bye week for Crittenden County's football boys. They will be back at it again next Friday, a week from tomorrow. They will be down on the military base at Fort Campbell to take on the Falcons in a district matchup. Cross country will be in action this weekend. They will be in Morgan Field. And as we mentioned, Lady Rocket soccer team will be down at UHA for the regional tournament. In upcoming public meetings, Marion Code Enforcement Board meets Monday night, 5 p.m. at City Hall. And the Chamber of Commerce will meet on Tuesday, 8:30 a.m. at Rocket Arena. Now, there will be a special City Council meeting today on Thursday. Now, the council will convene at its normal meeting time, which is typically 5 p.m., for this special meeting that was called in order to deal with apparently some business that will be done in private. Both items on the agenda called for executive sessions, closed discussions. There are exceptions for public meetings, and they're going to apply a couple of those exceptions. One is for proposed or pending litigation against or on behalf of a public agency, and also to discuss what might lead to the appointment, discipline, or dismissal of an individual employee. That's according to the agenda that the City of Marion put out yesterday afternoon. Now, a reminder that the outdoor season really starts to pick up steam this weekend with the annual youth hunt. And again, that youth hunt has been expanded this year to 9 days. Typically, it's just two days, usually on a Saturday and Sunday in October. But now, a full 9 days, you'll get 2 weekends out of it and all next week. So gather up those youngsters and the firearms and get your blaze orange and get out there afield and teach a youngster what it means to be outdoors. And also a reminder that the Crittenden Press has published its annual outdoors guide that is not in the newspaper, so it doesn't come with your newspaper. You can't buy it. It's all free, and you can pick that up at local vendors around town. Restaurants will have it out on their counters. You can pick them up at convenience stores, sporting goods stores, local taxidermy shops. And here's an interview with our cover story for this year's outdoor guide.
So I have with me Jim DeFreitas, who is going to be featured on the front of the Crittenden Outdoors Hunting Guide. As we prepare for the fall hunting seasons, we put this out every year, and we pick somebody every year who's got a nice trophy deer to be on the front. And Jim, I've known for a long time. He's a great hunter, and a lot of people know Jim as being in the real estate business. He was with Belt Realty for many years, and he also resides part-time in Alabama. So, Jim, you've got a big story about this big buck that scored, you know, a lot of people maybe listening do not know what a Boone and Crockett deer is, but that's a deer that scores 160 on this formula. And some, if you're on the permanent book all time, it's 170. Well, you have a deer that scored 175. So that's like being in the Hall of Fame for deer, yeah. Right? Give us a little.
175 and 5/8 was just 3/4. Or 6/8.
6/8. So, you can't leave that fraction off because that could knock somebody else down a notch.
Yeah.
But tell us you have an interesting story. I know you were spending some time in Alabama, and then last fall decided you were going to come up here and do a little work and do a little hunting. So tell us how this went. It's pretty interesting.
Well, I grabbed my rifle on Monday morning before I left Alabama, and I got to the house about 10:30. I had an appointment, and so I just laid on the kitchen table. And then I worked Monday and Tuesday and part of Wednesday. And Wednesday I went with a friend of mine, Tony Travis, who worked for the water district, to find a water line on a farm I was listing. So while we were looking for the water line, Tony was telling me about this big buck he had shot with a bow 2 weeks prior. And I said, well, I'm thinking about hunting this afternoon. And he said, I am too. And then he could never find a deer. Couldn't find hardly any blood anywhere. And he said, it was a good deer. So we both hunted Wednesday, and it was a real windy day. And we didn't see anything. He was on his farm and I was on mine. And so on Thursday, I decided I'd just hunt all day. But when I left Alabama, the little part about this story is that I forgot the magazine for my rifle. So I only had one bullet.
Barney Fife.
And the other bullets were in my pocket. So I thought, well, I'm going to go. And I hunted all day Thursday. And it was so windy, nothing was moving. And about 3:30, I finally saw a little buck. And at about 4:30, this deer came out, and it was after I measured it, it was about 211 yards, and I thought that's a good deer, and I shot, and he bolted and fell down, and then immediately got back up, and he probably bolted about 20 yards, and I thought, gosh, dog. So I'm scrambling to put a bullet in my gun. And the time I got the bullet out, bullet in, he was already over a little bit of a hump, and I didn't really have another shot. So I was hoping that I'd hit him good enough. And so before it got dark, I went down and never found a whole lot of blood, but I sneaked up edge of the woods, and there he laid in the edge of the woods. I shot him through both lungs.
Mm-hmm.
So I called Tony. He lives a mile and a half, 2 miles from me. He said, well, does he have a scar on one side of it where I might have hit him with my arrow?
So you described this deer, and it sounded like the one that
I sent him a picture of it. I sent him a picture of it.
Yeah.
And he said, that's him. And so he said, I'll be over in a minute. So he rode his Can-Am over. He said, I'll come help you pick him up. So and Tony and I have been friends for 30 years, and just like you, Chris, and we met each other at turkey camp when I first bought that farm. And so anyway, he helped me hung him up. And then the next day I took him to Todd Lucas's shop at Mattoon. And another friend of mine was in town from New York who I'd met, well, I guess when I first got in the real estate business, in front of our office, and a nice young man. And he actually scored, he's a scored a deer for me, and we wrote all the numbers down and double checked everything, and it was 175 and 6/8, which is my largest deer by far. And I haven't seen him since I took him to Todd's. Todd, I think, has him ready. And I think I've sent you some pictures of him. And he's so quite the trophy.
So now, did you find this arrow or broadhead in him that Tony trailed?
Well, there was no arrow in him. But when I took him to Todd's, you know, that next Friday morning, to be skinned out and caped out, I told Todd about it. And so immediately when we skinned him out, it was very obvious where Tony shot the buck from the same side, the right-hand side where I shot the deer. And you saw an entry wound into the backstrap area, and you saw an exit wound from where the broadhead had actually tore part of his backstrap and ate it out. And somewhere between that Thursday 2 weeks ago and when I shot it, that arrow either broke off or he pulled it off or something happened to it, but we never found an arrow. No.
Interesting story how these whitetails, they're pretty tough animals, and sometimes you can shoot them with a bow and arrow, even a rifle, and they will survive. So they're pretty tenacious. It's a great deer, Jim. What kind of rifle were you using?
It's a Browning A-bolt. It's 308 caliber.
So it's hard for them to overcome that in the lung, but you know, the arrows are another story. But that's a great story, and again, Jim's going to be featured in the Crittenden Press's upcoming Crittenden Outdoors, our annual hunting guide, and it's free. It's located at various locations around Marion and Crittenden County, in restaurants and convenience stores, and you can pick them up at the Crittenden Press. So I appreciate your time, Jim.
And that's a wrap on this morning's program. Be safe and have a good weekend.